How would you feel if someone slid into your DMs and sent you a dirty text? Would you report them? Expose them? Because that's what happened to the Indonesian singer Fia Valen. Hi, my name is Elaine and welcome to my little corner of the internet. And today I'll be unraveling the dark reality of technology. On the 4th of June, it was Tuesday night when she received a notification from a famous Indonesian soccer player. Shocked upon opening the message, "I want you sign for me in my bedroom wearing sexy clothes." That was the exact message that was sent out of nowhere. She screenshotted it and posted it on her Instagram story. She claims that she's not an acquaintance of him and has never met him ever. She also said that she felt humiliated as a singer. Now this case is classified as cyber harassment, and to better understand it, let's look at the definition. So, cyber harassment is behavior such as threatening, scaring, shaming, and silencing the target. So, in conclusion, it's basically an act of mistreating and making someone uncomfortable. What Fia Valen is experiencing is a case of non-physical sexual harassment that violates the Law of Sexual Violence Crimes in Indonesia, Article 4, Section 1. Tindak pidana kekerasan seksual terdiri atas A. Pelecehan seksual non-fisik, B. Pelecehan seksual fisik, C. Pemaksaan kontrasepsi, D. Pemaksaan sterilasi, E. Pemaksaan perkawinan, F. Penyiksaan seksual, G. Eksploitasi seksual, H. Perbudakan seksual, dan I. Kekerasan seksual berbasis elektronik. And it is made clear in Article 5 that setiap orang yang melakukan perbuatan seksual secara non-fisik yang ditujukan terhadap tubuh, keinginan seksual, dan atau organ reproduksi dengan maksud merendahkan harkat dan martabat seseorang berdasarkan keseksualitas dan atau kesusilaannya dipidana karena pelecehan seksual non-fisik dengan pidana penjara paling lama 9 bulan dan atau pidana denda paling banyak 10 juta rupiah. An Indonesian soccer player harassed Fia Valen by sending an inappropriate text. That doesn't sound like he's using technology for good, right? And wouldn't you think that she has every right to report him, expose him, and sue him? But instead, she censored his name when she posted the screenshot on her story to keep him out of the public's attention, and her intention was purely just to raise awareness. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew 5, verse 44. According to Ellicott, this verse reminds us to forgive our enemies and pray that they'll be kept away from evil intentions. Okay, now I think that's enough about Fia Valen. Let's talk about the mysterious soccer player. His action is inhuman and it's against social morality. This is related to the second Pancasila, kemanusiaan yang adil dan beradab. Because having an Indonesian citizenship means you have to follow the law and the rules here. Pancasila is the ideology of Indonesia, and as long as you're living here, you have to follow it whether you like it or not. To sum up everything that has been stated, cyber harassment is something serious and the law is very clear about it. And I hope that everyone can learn from this story to be wiser in using technology. This is the end of the podcast, and I'd like to say thank you for listening and have a good day.